Kalim chapter 8, Mishnah 8, Nimtza Makom HaNachas HaEitzim. If it was found, if the sheretz was found in the place where the wood is put. Now, what is this talking about? This is talking about a stove which has its walls and it has an opening at the top where the pot used to go. And then the firewood obviously is put in the interior of the stove over there. And in one of the side walls at the bottom, there's a gap at the bottom of the side wall. And through that gap, that's where the wood is inserted into the stove. So the question over here is, what happens if the sheretz is found in that gap? In other words, in the thickness of the wall. Is the thickness of the wall considered part of the interior of the oven or not? Or is it considered part of the wall, the exterior of the oven? So Rabbi Yehuda Omer, min hasafa chitzona v'lifnim tamei. He says, from the outer edge and inwards, it is impure. Meaning that the thickness of the wall of the stove forms part of the interior space of the oven. He holds that the wall's thickness is also considered part of the interior of the oven. They hold no, only the wall doesn't include part of the oven, and only from the inner edge of the wall and inwards is considered part of the interior of the oven. So the wall is not considered part of the interior of the oven. Rabbi Yossi Omer, third opinion, he says, Mikeneged Shefisa Sakadeira Velifnim Tameh, Mikeneged Shefisa Sakadeira Velechutz Tahor. He holds completely different thing. He says what you have to do is you have to look at the place where the pots are. And only underneath where the pot sits, that's the only part that's considered the interior of the oven. So interesting opinion there from Rabbi Yossi. Unless the sheretz is placed inside the oven stove directly underneath where the pot sits, will it make the interior of the oven tamei? And that's Rabbi Yossi. Nimtza makom yeshivas habalan, makom yeshivas hatzava, makom yeshivas shulke zaysim tahor. Different case, if the sheretz lay in the place where the bath attendant sits, where the dyer sits, or where the olive boiler sits, it is pure. So these are people who used to operate the stove, and there used to be like a little alcove next to the stove where they would sit. And only if the sheretz was found here, you know, in this place where this person used to sit. So says the Mishnah, it's pure. That would not make the oven impure. And then last statement, Ein tamei ela min hastima velifnim. It is impure only from the sealed part and inwards. So what this means is that it's only tamei if the sheretz was found from the place where the pot covers up the opening and inwards. That's what it means. And this reflects the opinion of Rabbi Yossi that we've said above. This last line of the Mishnah is a reflection of his opinion that the stove is only tamei if the sheretz was found underneath the place where the pot covers up the opening and inwards from there.